Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Michelle here with some amazing news for you. Tell us what's the latest, Michelle.
Well, it's April 13th, and it's Friday, but we always have a little something to say about that, don't we, Bill?
Oh, yes, we do.
You usually have something to say about that.
Well, triskaidekaphobia is a fear of the Friday the 13th, and history is interesting. They arrested Geoffrey de Bouillon, the head of the Knights Templar, back on the Friday the 13th, but he wasn't executed until years later. The Friday the 13th was chosen because in the apostles, there were not 12, but 13 apostles. Actually, many of the early church leaders considered Mary the 13th apostle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in fact, if you actually look at the Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci, they include Mary there. So that's the reason why, okay? So triskaidekaphobia, and of course, the heresy, of course, was that Mary's and Jesus had children that became the Merovee, which is the quote, the secret of the Knights Templar, which is not true.
Yeah,
but all the European royalty all claim to be descendants of the Merovee, which are the descendants of Jesus and Mary. So the reason why...
Very bad.
Very bad, okay? So,
very nice.
And the Knights Templar basically are called the Society of Jesus, and our current Pope mm-hmm. is a Jesuit.
Right.
They should call him the Society of Zeus. How's that? Rather than Jesus.
Maybe.
So a little bit of history there, hey?
Yeah, so it's great to be here on this Friday again, and time is flying by for all of us, as you know, and I guess the sale is all over, but we still have lots of products that are still on sale on the front page, and I kept the free shipping to $99. Shipping is still free over $99 for the weekend, and then after that I'll go back to the $149. However, don't forget that if you mail in your check or money order or whatever, however you want to pay by mail, you never ever have shipping, no matter how much or how little you order. So keep that in mind if you want to get away from the shipping thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil, what products are still on sale for anyone that wants to take advantage of, I think we said the Nutridyne is still on sale?
Let's see if I can find it here. Find the page.
Nutridyne, and, well, what you want is the home page. Let's see what's on the home page today. As soon as you click on home, what do you get? Oh, there you go.
Okay. Sale products include Vitamineral Max, Power C Plus, Nutridyne, and Magnesium Glycinate.
Right. So those products are still on sale if you want to take advantage. And, of course, a lot of the products are on sale every day on 3-packs and 6-packs. So that's always a big, big savings. And especially when you get the free shipping along with it, it's pretty cool. Bill, Sherry, dear Sherry, from over in Colorado, around our old stomping grounds. We lived there for years. Our kids grew up in Denver, Colorado, Highlands Ranch. We even lived in Colorado Springs for a couple of years, didn't we, Bill?
Yeah, we did. When I worked at CCOM, Colorado Center for OCMED, and the U.S. Base Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, etc.
And anyways, for Sherry, Bill, and a lot of people these days, I know we talk a lot about insomnia, right?
Yeah.
But a funny thing, and I was talking to her about the melatonin TR. This was a little while ago, right? And she was wondering what else we had because she needed something more than just the melatonin TR, timers.
Right.
And I've heard a few people say they need something more. And I found out from talking to Bill what it is that if you're stressed and your cortisol levels are high, you will have to add our two relatively new products. They've been here now for about how many, 3 months or so.
Yeah.
And that is the HDP and the Stress2Go.
Yeah, the 5-HTP.
Can you explain why, Bill, those two will calm you down so that you're, because the melatonin just, it just works directly on your pineal.
Right.
Isn't that
well,
right?
Firstly, the 5-HTP cross is 5-hydroxytryptophan that crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's a special formula. It's not like regular 5-HTP you can buy all over the place. And then you need that because it's going to convert to serotonin and melatonin in your brain. And then you have to lower your stress hormones because if your adrenal stress hormones are high, it blocks melatonin and serotonin production. So you can get depressed if your stress hormones are high, and you can get insomnia. Now,
so
the melatonin won't work if your
right.
if your stress hormones are high. So
right.
you take a 5-HTP cross, one in the morning, with a Stress2Go, one in the morning. You take one in the evening of each in the evening. You can increase it if necessary, but usually that's enough. One of each twice a day. And then your stress hormone levels become more normalized. So when you take your time-release melatonin, which ours is really good because it's 1 milligram slow, fast release and 4 milligrams slow, usually 1 to 3 tablets about 40 minutes before sleep will put you to sleep nicely.
Well,
but it won't work. If it doesn't work, it's your adrenal hormones are overactive.
What Sherry does is take the HTP and Stress2Go in the evening and then take the melatonin, and it works.
Yeah. Sometimes you just
Eight
need
hours.
An evening dosage. If you're... The part of the problem is that the body's building up a head of steam, if you want to call it, during the day. So if you're really stressed, you need the morning dosage too. But a lot of people just need the night dosage.
You just need the extra,
At night.
So yeah, people are finding, I guess, Bill, that melatonin, the TR, as great as it is, alone doesn't always do the trick. You need something more.
Well, that's a diagnostic thing. If you could do a saliva test for stress hormones, and I could send a test kit to you, but to be honest with you, clinically, if you're not, if it's a melatonin time release, doesn't work, your stress hormones are high.
You know what, too? Just living in the world today, everybody's got to be a little bit stressed.
Yesterday, Putin advised all the people of Russia to get their essentials ready. In every home in Russia, it's by law, they have to have a bomb shelter. Mm-hmm. And he told them to prepare for World War III. Because crazy Trump is actually threatening to do a military strike, and Russia's saying they're doing a counterstrike. They didn't last year. This year, they will. Which means naval ships and military bases are going to go. Americans will die. And we're going to be in a big conflict, not
well,
with just the Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to say a prayer right
let's
now.
Let's pray that that Trump makes right.
I'm going to pray that Trump, instead of getting points to become the Antichrist, he actually becomes a real-life Christian boy. And we pray that he's saved and not listen to crazy advisors. Mm-hmm. Dr. General Mattis, who's actually a hard military guy, has enough sense to actually say, I don't think we have enough evidence yet, although the people in the United Nations are going off on a tangent, and even Hannity. But the one who has common sense over at Fox is Tucker Carlson, asking questions. We had Butch Paugh on yesterday. He looks like he's going to be on regularly on the third hour on Thursdays. And Butch and I totally agree with many others that there's no point at all in what they're trying to do to go after Bashar al-Assad. In 2013, 2014, both the Pentagon and the United Nations did an evaluation and found no evidence whatsoever that he used chemical weapons. So now they're trying to say it's chlorine. This is apparently the story that actually came out was that apparently there were people that just rushed into the Doma hospital, started taking pictures of people and trying to claim they were chemically exposed, and there was no evidence of chemical exposure to chlorine. Mm-hmm. If they had been exposed to a bioweapon like sarin nerve gas, mm-hmm. they would have died. They would, and none of the people were properly gloved and masked to be hazmat. I'm a hazmat officer, certifiable for a respiratory fit. So these people were scamming, and the videos that came out were a total lie.
Another
deep state lie out there.
Bill, Margaret from Montana, I guess she went to see her doctor and now she has osteoporosis.
Right.
Of course, he wants to put her on a whole bunch of drugs.
Which are not only useless but dangerous. Because these bisphosphonate drugs actually destroy your osteoblasts. They make your bone more dense but not stronger because they kill the collagen rebar inside your bone and they actually destroy the osteoblasts. So your bones become more dense, but they actually don't get stronger.
So I told her, bone generator, collagen max, and micelle D3.
And micro D2 as well as full vitamin K2. You need micro D2 and because it's for the stem cells,
yeah,
and full vitamin K2. And the K2 is important for laying down new bone.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie, I know you're always listening. Our friend Carrie from up in Wisconsinville.
Yeah.
He found, I guess he's taking a lot of the Neutrodyne. He's had something like a COPD, so something that was wrong with his lungs for years and
right.
years. And he really upped his Neutrodyne and
right.
he couldn't break it. It's breaking up for him. It's like phlegm that comes up all the time.
That's right, because what happens is Neutrodyne is a universal antipathogenic. It kills off pathogens. The best way to take it for your lungs, by the way, is inhalation. So take 5 drops, say, in 5 mils of normal saline. Use an Omron or Sinupulse, an inhaler machine. Inhale, it has to be under 0.1 micron to get to the respiratory bronchioles, but it should clear out the lungs of all the crap.
That's different. Sinupulse, you mean? Sinupulse,
you use a clear tip, and you can do inhalation 5 mils of normal saline and 5 drops of Neutrodyne.
You know, there's a few machines like the Sinupulse out there now.
Sinupulse is the best, or for inhalation for your lungs, and Omron.
Face it.
Welcome back, and Michelle, please continue.
You ready for the emails, Bill?
Yep, all set.
Okay, hopefully I'm speaking nice and loud.
Yeah, we got the microphone a little closer, and you're going to try to be a little louder. So
Andrew from Edmonton, Canada, of course.
Alberta.
Yep, that's right. Good morning. I recently purchased a few bottles of your Neutrodyne supplement, having read good things pertaining to it. I had a question about your dosage recommendations. And I guess it's for detoxing, Bill. So he said he made a copy here where it said to take the Neutrodyne 1 drop per day topically or orally in juice or filtered water. Do we still have that same protocol, Bill? And then in 3 to 6 ounces, increasing 1 drop each day for 5 days?
Yeah.
Is that how you started off?
I usually start off slow. I tell people that a lot of people don't realize how powerful it is. You try 1 drop. Now, if they don't get a strong detox reaction, they can ramp it up faster than that. But
yeah.
For people that think they're sensitive, because your first thing you're going to do is kill off pathogens. You're going to detox fluoride and chloride halides out of your body. The other good thing is it starts to make new mitochondria along with our natokinase. It has PQQ or pyroquinolone. So it stimulates mitochondrial genesis.
Well, Andrew says, I'd like to know a detoxifying regimen for using this product. So what for detoxifying? What
well, it's not just that only product. If you're detoxifying, first off, I recommend detoxifying chemicals. You want to be detoxifying the halides. You gradually increase the dosage to 15 drops 3 times a day in water or juice. You can put it in either one. And then your detoxing chemicals, you want xenoestrogen detox, bio-LVR, at least 2 capsules 3 times a day, and simethyl. One sachet morning and later in mid-afternoon, and then you want to be taking life support, which has a phase 2 detox for methylation, glucuronidation, sulfation, so at least a scoop twice a day as a smoothie. And the xenoestrogen detox is at least 1 to 2 capsules twice a day. Very important. And then that detoxes the chemicals, heavy metals, Keylor Max, 3 capsules morning and bedtime, and liquid zeolite, 13 drops in water 3 times a day will pull out the heavy metals out of your body.
Good. Next is Mary in an email. I am sure that I had Morgellons for several years and heard about a couple of products that may help, the Nutru Silver and Neutrodyne. Let me know if these are the correct ones to take.
Well, first off, a lot of people hear foolishness about Morgellons disease. I'll give you an analogy. South America, one of the smallest ants in the world are called army ants, and they're actually one of the most aggressive. So even the larger ants are afraid of them, okay? Mm-hmm. And army ants have what's called swarm intelligence. Just like if you had a swarm of cyborg robots, for example, they're building battlefield robots, they have what's called swarm intelligence. So it's not you're not just attacked by one robot or one drone, you're by hundreds or thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing goes with Morgellons, which actually is a agrobacterium that's a mycobacteria, and this agrobacterium has been mutated by the toxins we put in pesticides in the soil. Mm-hmm. And it has swarm intelligence. So if it gets in your body and you try to kill it, it's going to respond to that. And it does toxic things to you, just like if you take Stachybotrys chitaru or some other toxic fungi and you try to kill it, say, on your house or however. As you try to toxically kill it, it actually releases biotoxins and make it more deadly. So that's what you have to understand. Morgellons disease will respond to our Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, Nutru Silver, Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense. But it's not an alien nano machine that's coming here to try to take over the minds of human beings. That's not the case. Okay? It has swarm intelligence because it's trying to protect itself. And although it's not human, so it can't speak in words, it has a language of toxins and scalar radiation.
So what about her question about Nutru Silver and Neutrodyne?
Yeah, as I mentioned, all five things. The triple threat, Neutrodyne.
So all five.
I'd recommend everything because it's not easy to get rid of. Most fungi aren't gotten rid of. In the ancient Koans, if they did condemn the house, because the fungi aren't killed unless you reach 2,000 degrees or free radicals. So to kill the mycelial or hyphal form of fungi, including Candida albicans, Tropicalis, or Drug glabrata, you have to actually have the generation of superoxide anion radical that's 100 million degrees by your lymphocytes. It's not easily killed.
Next, Bill, we have Terry. Terry from Delray, California.
Uh-huh.
Just up the road.
Right.
Dear Dr. Bill and Michelle, thank you for your beautiful response of yesterday inviting me to participate in my and others' healings. You have my attention and gratitude and admiration for your work, your knowledge, and your commitments to help others. Your website is very impressive, actually overwhelming. You're so generous with information. She gives a little bit of a history of herself. She was a professional singer recording for Disneyland records. And she was on KTT TV with George Putnam Nightly News.
Oh, yeah.
And 60 Minutes. So you're well known, Terry, and let's see what it is that you would like for Dr. Dia to look at. She says, among other things, she says, based on listening to you, she wanted you to know that she has pending blood test results and that she has ophthalmic studies and audiometry reports to follow. I think what she's going to be doing here with you is a consult.
Yeah, she's putting me a when I have to review records, it's a consult. Now, if you just ask a straightforward question, it's free. I just say which nutraceuticals to take and what tests to do with your local doctor. When we need to go over test results, it'll be a consult.
Well, she next thing she has is digestive issues. Well, I would think the gastrozyme and digestive.
Well, the first thing, I'd like to get more history first. Yeah. The most common thing is a small bowel overgrowth, an intestinal overgrowth, leaky gut syndrome, and abnormal, what we call dysbiosis, caused by called a dysmotility disorder. So I can address all those naturally without using toxic drugs.
She goes on to say that she has occasional balance issues and leg and foot cramps at night. I'm going to guess magnesium glycinate?
Yeah, most commonly, because you have Raynaud's syndrome with vasospasm or magnesium deficiency. Those are the two main troubles. Raynaud's syndrome, which is easier to treat, and magnesium deficiency, and you want magnesium glycinate for the peripheral muscles.
She says, I'm thrilled at the prospect of being one of your patients participating in the protocols for anti-aging and whatever is determined that can be improved. I am sure you can help me reverse macular degeneration.
Right. So here's what we do for the macular. We give a formula with Vision Max, Can-See Eye Drops, all our things to get rid of free radicals, including Cell Defense Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, Gamma Ea Plus, and Ultrathiamin B1, Vein Away, which protects the blood vessels in the eye, and then we want to give Lumen Photon, setting number 3 and 7 for the eyes, and we have EGFT, Epigenetic Frequency Therapy, the best machine so far to put it in is the Sonic Life, which you can get a lease purchase, and we can also provide her with the peptides for eye regeneration, which are retinal peptides, and those are from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I can provide those as well.
Okay.
And if you need a stem cell transplant, I know which ones are the best. Don't run all over the place thinking you're going to find one from a celebrity. I know which clinics actually have the right type of stem cells.
Next bill is our friend Henry from here in California.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Deagle, for a quick response, and thank you, Michelle, for forwarding the email. I made sure you got that one.
Right.
And he praised the protocol used. He said, I was listening to the second hour of your radio show, and he's going to record it for his family, Bill. He says it's critical that they understand the song of DNA.
Right.
But I guess what he basically was emailing you for is about is for his son-in-law, is it for the chronic insomnia again, where we kind of
Yeah, it's getting more common. I'll tell you why it is more common, too. The scalar radiation from 5G networks, cell phones, and smart meters is causing insomnia.
Actually, there's a few things here. There's some of Mom's surfer's eye. So when we come back, we'll get it all sorted out.
Surfer's
for you
eye. Welcome back, Michelle. You have some more questions.
Yeah, it's about for Henry, and it was his son-in-law, Mark, has surfer's eye.
Yeah, surfer's eye is caused by surfing out, and the ultraviolet light bounces off the water, and it actually causes cataracts, and it will cause what's called scleritis, where you can get a thing called a pterygian inflammation of the white part of your eye, and it can go right across the visual axis, so you have to have surgery to treat the pterygian and cut it. The first thing is for surfer's eye, you want to use can-see eye drops. You want to use antioxidants and antifungals, antibacterials like Nutru Silver. Mm-hmm. You're looking for something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I am.
So you want to take 2 drops 4 times a day of the Nutru Silver. Can-see 2 drops 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You want to be taking all our antioxidants to protect the eye. Vision Care, Vision Max, it's 1 capsule twice a day. The antioxidant cell detox glutathione, ultrathione B1, and gamma E plus to stop the free radicals. And I would take also Nutritrella orally, a tablet 3 times a day, and carnosine D-Link 2 tablets 3 times a day, capsules 3 times a day, to stop the cross-linking of the eye causing cataracts.
Now, he had the surgery and is recuperating.
Right, that means they cut the pterygian out.
Yeah.
So basically, you got to stop the inflammation. You want to make sure there's no secondary infection in the surgical site where they did the pterygian surgery. And you want to make sure there's no inflammatory or infected blepharitis of the eyelids because oftentimes there's secondary infection when you get inflammation.
And Henry, thank you for that. God bless your family. God bless your family too, Henry. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Always.
Yeah.
Okay, one of our NutriMedical family members, Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
Next is JV in an email. Did you say the colon cleanse removes intestinal plaque?
Yes, it does. It removes intestinal plaque. You want other things, though. You want to take our seroflozyme, which is seropeptase enzyme, and or Inflamax to actually break up the proteins in the plaque. And you want to recolonize your gut with living probiotic 1 twice a day, and living probiotic ultra every 3rd day, and berberstatin 2 capsules twice a day. Because you have to recolonize the lower gut, otherwise the deconjugating bacteria will release toxins back and it'll go back to your target organ to cause cancer. And usually there's infection in these little diverticuli, which are weak points where the blood vessels enter the bowel wall, and you get the little outpouching, and if they burst, they cause a peritonitis. So we call it left-sided appendicitis.
Oh, really?
It's very common. If you look at over age 40, even over age 30, there's a number of people even just over 30, but the number of people over age 40 that have chronic grumbly diverticulitis, and they don't know, or diverticulosis, where it's not to the threshold of being ready to burst, but it's chronically inflamed, is very common.
So how do you get rid of that inflammation?
You want to be taking your anti-inflammatories, that's the seroflozyme, and the colon cleanse will help to clean the garbage out of these little fecalists, which are fiber collections in a little outpouch where the blood vessel enters the bowel wall. And it's the serosa layer of the bowel wall that actually pouches out. And if it bursts, it can cause a peritonitis.
Doesn't colon cleanse make you go to the bathroom a lot?
Yeah, not a lot. It just makes you go normal. It all does is stimulate normal peristaltic movement and also helps to move the fiber in the plaque off your wall. When John Wayne died, he had about 30 pounds plus of plaque in his bowel wall.
But you don't take
it.
He
wasn't just Big John as being a big, tall guy. He had big plaque in his colon.
Yeah. With colon cleanse, you take it. You don't take it like a lot. You take it just
one a night, usually. Some people are really bad chronic hypoactivity of their lower bowel. They need 1 twice a day. Usually one at bedtime is plenty.
Yeah. Okay, next is Danny Bill from Virginia. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I got an eye checkup. Another eye question. This is the day of the eyes. An eye checkup last week and said I have early stages of glaucoma and possibly a start of a cataract starting to develop way off. Should I just go ahead and start on the Vision Max from you? I'm already taking life support and Power C and your vitamin roll.
I just went over the whole protocol for the eye. I need the full protocol. Yeah. Basically, glaucoma is a chronic inflammation in the eye, and there's always stealth infections like nanobacteria and viruses. If you actually look in the eye, and in fact, some people will get eye inflammation from Toxocara catus or canis, which are toxoplasmosis that are intraocular parasites. You can actually see them wriggle in the back of the eyeball.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was a show on a few years ago on television called Monsters Inside Me.
Oh, okay.
And you can actually see the pictures of them when they did video with,
right.
with a slit lamp to videotape the wriggling of the parasites in the back of the eye.
Okay, so
wriggle time, I call
sick
it.
Now.
You like that, wriggle time?
No, it makes me sick. Okay, Gary. Now, remember Gary from Chilliwack, B.C., and his
yes.
wife was having some problems? Well, now he has a copy of his wife's x-rays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And summarizing, they say, and remember what the thing was, the physiotherapist said the x-ray showed before degenerative disc disease. So what the results are showing is severe loss of intervertebral disc space,
right.
as noted at the 3.5S1 level with the end plate sclerosis. Is that right? And end plate osteophytes. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
The remainder of the intervertebral disc space appear preserved. The vertebral body heights appear preserved.
Right.
So,
what do you
the
want
set
me to
joints appear unremarkable.
What do you want me to do then?
I guess it's the same protocol that we gave last time for degenerative disc.
Well, you want to rebuild the cartilage. Collagen Max is number one. Tendon Mender Joint Performance, 2 capsules twice a day.
Yeah.
Collagen Max, at least 1 twice a day, 1 capsule. You want to support the regeneration of the tissue. So when our new red deer velvet DR comes out, you want to take 2 capsules twice a day of that. And gradually with time, you want to use a lumen photon to speed up the regeneration. And I have peptides for cartilage regeneration. So that person should probably be on the peptide program. We have actually a special peptide that will regenerate cartilage in your knee joint or your spine or the disc space and so on.
We're getting a lot more carrot bar questions, Bill, and people wanting to join up. And this gentleman, Salim from Arizona, he said it was urgent because he needed to buy coins ASAP. He thought it might be the last day on April the 7th.
It was close, actually. I just managed to do it a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I get my coins with the carrot pay. You have to have...
He needed your associate number to do it under you.
We refer people up to Jim Deal, who actually has my associate number and takes care of those things.
Oh, good.
So I think I sent my information.
Take care of this for you?
I sent that information over to him, and I hope Jim takes care of it. If he hasn't, and you're listening, just contact me, and I'll hand it up to Jim and Lloyd Merrifield. They're the experts on it.
Okay.
What they've been doing, of course, is carrot bars is the best way to save gold, and that kind of gold is even better than gold coins or silver. And then we have the carrot coins, which is now tied to Bitcoin and Etheria, and itself is going to go public on the 20th, which is 1 week from today. The coins will reevaluate eventually at equivalent to 0.1 gram of gold or $8. So if you bought a coin at 1 or 2 cents and it values at $8, that's quite a profit. That's going to happen down the road. And this currency, which is going to be an international currency tied to not only cryptocurrencies but actual physical gold, is going to evaluate dramatically. And that's part of the reason why China tried to outlaw cryptocurrencies. But they backed their own dollar, the yuan, with gold and the petrol yuan last summer,
mm-hmm.
five years ago, gold. Now they tried to outlaw cryptocurrencies, which isn't going to happen. And Jim Rickards has tried to say it's going to happen on the 17th, is a few days from now. It's not going to happen. It's not possible to get rid of crypto, and certainly not get rid of carrot bars and coins, because it gives you power to have gold at fractions of a gram. You can have the cards, the cash, and you can electronically transfer to carrot pay to buy and sell things. So when the coins go public on the 20th, they're eventually going to be able to buy and sell anything online, offline, gasoline, everything you want.
Now, we can accept carrot bars for payment.
Yes, we are. I'm also on the K Exchange.
Right?
Once you sign up, you can have, if you're an electrical business or whatever, you can sign up at the K Exchange, and you get promoted by other people who can buy and sell. And I've had people already say they want to buy supplements, say, with carrot bars, and we're fully open to that.
How would they go about doing that?
They have to put in an e-wallet under their carrot bars, and they can transfer from their e-wallet to our e-wallet. The actual value of gold, and it transfers in Stuttgart, Germany, And if we want to take possession, we just tell the people in Stuttgart and they'll actually ship the gold or carat cash to us.
Yeah. Well, I've had customers actually ship me carat bars, the little carats with the gold.
They can do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the simplest way.
Yeah, simplest way. Maybe. If you have them in your possession, sorry? If you don't, they're in your bank account in Stuttgart, you can convert to carat cash.
Yeah.
And you can transfer them from one e-wallet to the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, Pam from Connecticut.
Michelle, you have some more questions. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Pam from Connecticut. Dear Dr. Deagle, I hope this email finds you and your family well. I am writing you because my 40-year-old son, who is married and has a 2.5 and a 2-month-old little boy's sons, is having some problems and could really use your help. First, keep in mind, I, my husband, and my mom had this virus or something that makes us very dizzy and just didn't feel right, and it lasted for a good couple weeks, going from bad to getting better every day. My husband got it really bad and couldn't walk straight for a couple of hours, and then he ended up in the emergency room, and they did tests for his heart and brain, and all was good, and they just sent him home. Strangely enough, I have heard the same story from many people in my area, and also the doctor in the ER said that 4 other people came in just that same day with the same thing. So a week before this happened to my husband, my son had the same experience, dizzy in his chest, didn't feel right, and his co-workers took him to the ER. He has a pretty high-pressure job in sales, and he just turned 40 and just had another 2-month-old. And when he got sick, it took a toll on him emotionally. He's had a lot of tests done on his heart and brain, and tests for Lyme and thyroid, and everything's good. So it's been about 2 months since his first episode, but daily he has an attack. And he says he gets, this is daily, Bill, lightheaded, varying severity, pains in the chest, intermittent and in different areas, quick headaches, different parts of the head, racing heart, tingling sensation through the chest, typically when he first wakes up, a fear of something happening to my health, you know, is what he's feeling, particularly in his heart. Disconnected from what's going on around me, also when I'm having an attack. Lightheaded is almost daily, and most symptoms are at the same time. Can you help him, please? He's had a difficult early childhood. His birth mom left him for good when he was 6, but lived in our same town, and I became his mom. And I've talked to Pam, and he's very blessed to have her for his mom. She's so sweet. Bill, and anyways, she married his dad. And so now she has a great relationship with him. But she's very, very concerned about him, Bill.
Right.
So you hear all the things that are happening there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a complex story. When people try to do their own medical history, it's often rambling and they're just describing what they feel like. Mm-hmm. What he has basically is, what he has is an upper respiratory infection that's causing dysautonomia, mm-hmm. which means his blood pressure, his pulse, and his autonomic nervous system are way out of whack. It's a little unusual, but when you have a virus that tends to predilect to the autonomic nervous system nuclei inside your chest or abdomen, it's a little unusual. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more deadly viruses, and we're seeing more deadly plagues. People should be taking preventive care by taking neutral defense every day with all the plagues going on. Right now we're switching from the A-type virus, influenza A virus, H1N1 and H3N2, to the B virus that's also more deadly for children. And that's happening with the flu.
The what virus?
The B group. A group virus is switching to B group virus.
Okay.
And it's more deadly for children. Uh-huh. Because of the spread of pathogens, super pathogens, Candida auris, which is a fungus found a year and a half ago in Japan, has a 30% fatality rate even in American ICUs, intensive care unit. But I have antipathogenic, more powerful and more safe than the drugs that the doctors give, like caspofungin and other antifungals. Some of these drugs are so dangerous they can make you go into liver failure in a day or two. So you don't want to take the conventional drugs. Our nutraceuticals are more powerful and more safe and will actually eliminate the fungus from your body or the viruses.
Well, Pam needs a protocol for her son there, Bill.
Yeah, I'll start off with NutriDefense, 2 capsules twice a day, NutriSilver, 1 spray or 3 drops per 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day. Yeah, Allison Meds, 1 capsule 3 times a day. NutriDyne, 15 drops in water or juice 3 times a day. And then I would recommend Nutrimune 26Y, 2 capsules twice a day to 3 times a day. And that should knock out the infection.
Okay, next Bill is Randy from Pennsylvania. Dr. Deagle, I watched your YouTube speech, and I think you're a genius. Oh, yeah. That being said, my son is 14 and has type 1 diabetes and celiac disorder. I want to know what I can give her to help him. I believe he was vaccine injured because the doctor says genetic, but no one in my family has said anything like this, so he feels that it came from the vaccines.
I'll give a little history. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, both type 1 and type 2. And I started doing research 38 years ago, not only with Dr. Otto Huhn, head of pathology, but also University of North Florida Immunology Laboratory, measuring antibodies in people that had type 1 diabetes. And I worked with a pediatric endocrinologist at the Children's Hospital in Calgary, Alberta. And what we discovered is we used cyclosporine A to actually terminate the early attack of anti-islet-cell antibodies that occur after a traumatic accident, an emotional trauma, or a bad viral infection. It requires some kind of trauma, and basically in all these situations, there's a virus involved, and the trauma just wipes out your immune system. The virus causes anti-pancreatic antibodies, which destroy the pancreatic islet cells. And the pancreas does come back, but then it doesn't respond physiologically to the blood sugar. So you get an elevation of secondary hormones, glucagon and cortisol, and so the response is abnormal. But firstly, we use things like a low glycemic diet, glycemics to replace meals, and I recommend dibetaline, 2 capsules with the 2 largest meals of the day, berberstatin, 2 capsules with the largest meals, leptin metabolic, 1 capsule only in the morning, and Nutritrala, 1 tablet 3 times a day, and carnosine D-Link, 2 capsules 3 times a day. That'll get the blood sugar under control. We want to give peptides for the regeneration of the pancreas. We have pancreatic peptides and peptides for the pineal gland, because what happens is that gets out of whack. The other is the adrenals can get out of whack, too, and sometimes they're overactive. So you have 3 major hormones out of whack with diabetes, both type 1 and type 2. You have insulin out of whack, cortisol out of whack, and glucagon. And you have to correct all 3 in the brain function of the pineal gland and the adrenal gland and the peptides for the pancreas to regenerate it. And you often can avoid the need for a stem cell transplant. The peptides will be adequate.
Should be.
Yeah. All right.
Jay.
By the way, I can also add what's called EGFT or epigenetic frequency therapy, because the song of DNA we talked about earlier is the frequencies of minerals, atomic resonance of minerals that talk between the infrared light spectrum at the end of the telomere. It's a little antenna at the end of your chromosomes. Mm-hmm. And it talks to the ion channels of your nucleoplasm. That's a little spheroid where all your DNA is. And the black keys on the keyboard are minerals, and the white keys are amino acids.
It talks or communicates?
It actually talks to the ion channel. It actually says hi. So you actually, when you play the music, I can give you an MP3 through the Sonic Life Machine. Uh-huh. You can actually hear the song of DNA talking to your DNA. Wow. Isn't that wild? Yeah. You can actually hear the music.
Jay, in an email, I guess he's working out at the gym, Bill, and he's getting these faints, you know, spells where he's getting really faint, calls it a basal spasm.
Yeah, it's called a vasovagal spasm.
Even though he has a low pulse, normal blood pressure, and normal blood sugar. Is that like the sports energy light for that?
He's having hypoglycemia. You want to get glycemics to keep your blood sugar stable.
He says he has normal
sports
sugar. Normal sugars.
Well, no, here's what happens. People misjudge what's going on. Hypoglycemia isn't blood sugar, it's cortisol. Okay?
Oh.
And when we did our insulin glucose tolerance test with Dr. Hewitt, and we never published this, then we saw hypoglycemia, and we had thousands of tests were done, both he did and I did.
Yep.
What we're able to find is that hypoglycemia is not cortisol blood sugar. When your cortisol level becomes undetectable, it can go along the way along normal, and then you can't find any cortisol. The only thing to oppose blood insulin is cortisol, unless your body dumps out glucagon and converts protein back into sugar. And it's a very slow process. The glucagon affects through the 1-carbon pathway in your liver. So basically, hypocortisolemic spells actually simulate hypoglycemia, but your blood sugar can stay normal at the same time. The reason why it stays up is your body dumps out adrenal hormones. So you'll get a dump of norepinephrine and dopamine, and your heart's racing like a rabbit to try to keep your blood sugar from crashing to the floor, because if it drops, you'll go unconscious. Mm. So what the body does when it doesn't have enough cortisol, it dumps out adrenaline.
Okay. And you just get faint.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Interesting, eh?
Yeah. So wouldn't sports energy light isn't anything?
Yeah, sports energy light will keep your electrolytes up and so on, and that'll help. But the most important is glycemic meal a couple times a day. And take things to keep the core of the adrenal hormones. Adrenal support gland will be important in the morning, mm-hmm. and may repeat it in the early afternoon because it suggests the adrenals are not working right.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a periodic adrenal insufficiency syndrome, I call it, which no one else has written up, but I will be writing it up this year. It's called postprandial periodic adrenal insufficiency syndrome. And you can be blood sugar may drop, but if it doesn't, your cortisol levels are dropped out of sight.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me here today, and it's been a pleasure. I'd like to tell everyone, God bless you. Hopefully you have a wonderful weekend. If there's anything we can do at 888-212-8871, give us a call anytime. If it's after hours, we'll return the call later. And I guess we'll see you next week. And, Bill, who's on next?
Harley Schlanger from Germany, the Lewis Foundation.
Good show.
Lots of analyses, and we have Gary Richard Arnold, lots to talk about.
Great.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.